This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a Saturday morning, getting ready for a little ride. Yeah, a little rain out there, but it should clear up by this afternoon and certainly by game time tonight for the Phillies. Yeah, it's been unbelievable, the weather for home Phillies games. And I guess that's baseball's problem, but when they schedule a lot of games on the East Coast to start the season, which, because the season's so long, but I don't want to get into all that. I mean, people will be out there. They're going to play the game. This Double-A team that's in Philadelphia now, the Chicago White Sox, Double-A, they wouldn't even win in Double-A. The White Sox wouldn't even win in Double-A, but they're in for a couple of more games. Boy, it's nice when you schedule minor league teams. But that's six straight games the Phillies have played against minor league teams, or will play. They've already played four of them, Colorado being one. Colorado's got all of four wins this season. The White Sox, how about the White Sox? The White Sox, think about the teams that lose 100 games. They may break the record. I think the record is 116 losses in a season. They may just blow right by that record. They stink. They are awful. But, okay, I don't want to get into the White Sox. We know they're bad. Phillies win a game last night. We're going to talk about, if you'd like to, we'll talk about that this morning. But I think the Phillies, before the season started, were a 100-win team. I don't know if they're a 100-win team now. The way that they hit, they scored seven runs last night. They had seven runs with three hits. I believe that's correct. They had seven runs with three hits. Two of them were two three-run home runs by Alec Bohm, who I still think, you know, if he's a four-hitter. How many was that, Justin? They had seven hits total. But when they scored the seven runs, yeah, the Phillies had seven hits total last night. But they had scored seven runs in the first four innings, and they only had three hits. Seven for the game, because they mixed some more hits in throughout the game. I'm pretty sure that the three hits were the three home runs, or it could have been seven runs on four hits. Whatever it is, they don't score without home runs. They had seven hits for the game. But in the first four innings, I believe it was only three, maybe four hits. And the three hits were three home runs. They might have had four hits. Seven runs with four hits. It's just brutal. Home runs are all part of the game. But you still got to, this team, they're playing the White Sox. They scored seven runs, and everybody's happy, and they're going to slug, and that's all great. You had two players that slugged, one that's a part-time player, and I'm fine with it. And the signing of Whit Merrifield, I was totally fine with. It was a good signing. And Alec Bohm, who I think is going to be a nice player for him, is a nice player, is going to hit. He's not going to be a home run hitter, but how many times he's not going to get two, three-run home runs in many games. But they need to score without home runs. So I don't think they're a plus 100 win team the way they hit. It's never going to change because the analytics geeks, force all that nonsense. It's a tool, but it's the end-all, be-all for the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber should not be leading off. He struck out three times last night. Kyle Schwarber's a great guy. And he's a nice player. But if he hits five, he's going to hit the same. He's going to get the same amount of walks. He's going to get the same batting average. He's going to get the same amount of home runs if he hits five. And the Phillies can at least, in some games when they don't hit home runs, generate speed at the top. All right. I'm not going to harp on that because it's never going to change in the current state of the way baseball is. I mean, there's a lot of teams that don't hit right now. The Phillies win, so we can talk about that. But they're playing the White Sox. So, you know, although they're on a winning streak, their schedule, I don't know if their schedule has been the softest in baseball to start the season, but I bet you it's one of the top five softest in baseball to start the season. So, all right, we can talk about that. Sixers start their playoff series. The other thing was this play-in nonsense. It's a way for NBA to get more games on TV. That's all it's about. You know, people said, you know, thinking it's the playoffs. It's not the playoffs. The NBA says it's not the playoffs, and you have people the play-in game. So they win that. And I know a lot of fans think, well, it's going to be easier now to get to the conference finals. And it looks like it will be easier. But be careful what you ask for. The Knicks, and I think Sixers fans have to understand this, the Knicks are a good team. They really are a good team. Are they as good as the Boston Celtics, who they would have played? No, they're not as good as the Boston Celtics, and we know that. But I think there's a little overconfidence by the fans. Now, I can't believe the players would think that way, but mentally they think, oh, we're not playing Boston, we're playing the Knicks. Every series the Sixers are going to play from now on will be the other team has the home court advantage. So we can talk about that. I don't think the Sixers are a championship team. I know there's some Kool-Aid drinkers out there that still think they're a championship team. I don't think they're a championship team. Obviously, a good enough team to really compete. And they wouldn't have beaten the Celtics. And if that happens, that would be in the conference final, so everybody would be happy. But I'm not sure about the Knicks series. I'm kind of torn about the Knicks series. The Knicks are better than people think, and the Knicks have a really good coach. I know people are all cranked up about Nick Nurse, and he's certainly a better coach than Glenn Rivers. I mean, there's no question about that. But I don't know that he's a better coach than Tom Thibodeau. I don't think he's a better coach than Tom Thibodeau. I think Tom Thibodeau, the coach of the New York Knicks, is a good coach. And the coach doesn't win the games. The players win the games. But the coach will know how to play against the Sixers. I think what teams try to do is they shut down Embiid and Maxey. Embiid kind of just, you know, zones out for a while when they do that. And they let somebody else, hey, if somebody else is going to beat you, let somebody else beat you. That's what Miami did. Batum's going to beat you, let him beat you. So we can obviously talk about the Sixers today. But I think on the top of people's lists, and I know the Sixers are beginning the playoffs tonight, I think on the top of people's lists are the Eagles, because the draft is coming up on Thursday. I think they will take an offensive lineman or a corner. Whether they pick at 22 or they move up, I think that's what they'll take. And I'm pretty sure they have some offensive linemen targeted who may not get to 22. So if you only move up three or four spots, they have enough in draft picks to be able to trade. Where in the world we live in now, they call them assets. They're draft picks. In the real world, they're draft picks. So they have enough to trade and to move up. If they see, if they're close enough that they see a player that they have targeted and the other teams may trade with him because that's not what they're interested in. But I think it's going to be an offensive lineman or a corner, a tackle, not a guard. You don't draft guards in the first round. You may draft a tackle who can play guard. You don't draft a guard hoping he can play tackle. A lot of times when guards in the way they evaluate are just guards, they're not going to do anything. But all this nonsense, and I want to address this, all this nonsense, and it was total, absolute BS and nonsense that they were rolling out, at least for yesterday on WIP, and the midday show went out of their way to sound stupid. You know, they don't have to go out of their way a lot of the times, but they really went out of their way yesterday. Okay, to imply that the Eagles will trade A.J. Brown is ridiculous. To imply, because of some internet, social media nonsense, that A.J. Brown wants out. He already said, he publicly said he wants to be here. Now, you can believe him, or you, and in the case of some people on WIP, you cannot believe him that he wants to be here. But he's not going anywhere. Matter of fact, I've been told that they have started talks to try to extend A.J. Brown's contract. Yes, they want him here. But the biggest foolishness and ridiculousness and asinine opinions, and in today's world we call them hot takes, the biggest joke was to imply you could trade with the New England Patriots, who have the third pick in the draft, who obviously need a lot. They need a lot. And they would trade the third pick for A.J. Brown. That is the most asinine, foolish, most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Number one, the Eagles aren't trading A.J. Brown. Now, actually, number one is the New England Patriots or no team will trade the third pick for a wide receiver who I think they would only have control with. I think A.J.'s only got 2 years left on his contract. When, if you want, there's wide receivers in the draft that you might be able to trade back a little bit, get something, and still get a really, really good wide receiver. There's a couple of good ones that would probably go that high. Marvin Harrison Jr. obviously is one of them, but who knows what's going to happen. But then they have that player for 5 years of control. It was and is the most ridiculous, stupid, asinine opinion or take or thought. And then there's a poll, and the fans are stupid to say that they wouldn't trade it. It doesn't even matter. You certainly would trade for the third pick, because then the Eagles could probably trade out of that, get more, and still get the player they want. But that's not going to happen. It was so foolish. A.J. Brown is not going anywhere. The Patriots are not trading the third pick for A.J. Brown. Both those things are non-stories. All right, so it's ridiculous. But we can talk about the draft. We can talk about what you think the Eagles will do. We can deal with all that stuff. All right? We can have it. But anybody that suggests what went on yesterday during the midday show, and it's just, you know, you Douglas played football. Sometimes you wonder, and I love you. I love you, Douglas, but come on, man. It's just, you know better than that. Joe goes off half, you know, he goes off half-cocked was the term. He just rolls things out, and I like Joe too. But come on, it's the most ridiculous thing that I heard. So the question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, which you will enjoy the food, you will enjoy the atmosphere, You will enjoy everything about it, all the TVs, great place to eat, watch games, and just enjoy a whole lot of things. There are locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, Fort Washington and Lionville, and another soon to come in this area. All right, so based on the A.J. Brown nonsense that was rolled out yesterday, most ridiculous or asinine opinion on WIP by either the hosts or the callers. Most ridiculous opinions, hot takes, whatever you want to call them. We can deal with that. All right. It's out of control. It's out of control. All right. I don't really want to take this caller first, but obviously he may have a flight to catch, so I don't want to hold him up. Cowboy Nitwit Dope Jim, what's up?
Well, it's really a stupid week at WIP, not only with A.J. Brown. You've got Elliot Shore Parks saying that players should be able to bet on their team. There's the winner. That's the winner of the...
See, here's what... You can't even take that for real. Let me just clarify. I didn't hear Elliot say that. All right.
Yesterday.
Okay. If he said it yesterday, Captain Clickbait went above and beyond stupidity. All right. Because you can't. I mean, to even say, I don't even have to give a reason why that should not be justified.
It would end sports as we know. It would end sports. If people were able to bet, like, what's the coach going to say?
Did he
like,
really say that? I can't believe he really said that.
Yeah, he did. That's the stupidest thing. I mean, how can you even take him serious on anything after something like that?
You know, first of all, how can you take him seriously on a lot of things that he says? But if that was said, and I'll say if because I didn't hear it, if that was said, that is beyond anything that's stupid. You don't even have a word for that.
I know.
It's just Captain Clickbait went above and beyond.
All right, and here for the other stupid thing is as for the semi-sixers, you've got these callers and hosts that, Nick Nurse made adjustments. What adjustments? For 2.5 quarters, nothing happened. It's like, okay, guys, if this guy misses free throws, let's pass the ball to Frenchie for threes. Well, that was it. You went on a run. I mean, I don't see how anyone can be excited for the Sixers moving on. Joel Embiid looks ill. Like
I don't disagree with you. Adjustments are just a fan host thing when they start playing well. But Embiid, everybody says, look how he took over in the fourth quarter. Well, where was he for three of the other quarters? I mean, that's a problem that I have. You got to be there for the whole game, not just all of a sudden hit a few shots and all of a sudden, he didn't take over. He hit a few shots. And, they threw out and Batum hit some three-point shots. You're right. They were not adjustments. Does he draw up some plays? Yeah, it's like every coach. I'm not sure. I don't know that Nick Nurse is not a good coach. I don't know that he is a good coach because there were so many different things that happened this year. I can't tell. I can't tell whether he's a good coach. But I'm not saying that he's not a good coach because I can't base it on less than one season with a lot of injuries. I can't base it on that.
Well, if it had been a best out of seven, there's no way they would have won. And I see the Knicks winning probably in five or six.
I don't think they're going to win in five.
But well, this whole cheerleader thing at WIP is ridiculous.
Well, but that happens everywhere.
It's stupid week. Remember, it's stupid week. And as for Jalen, basically all he said was, hey, look, I got my money. If something happens, it's not my fault.
I don't think he said that. I don't think he said any point.
That's the way I'm reading it.
I don't think he cops out on anything. I don't think he says a whole lot. But I don't think he cops out on anything. I just see the difference between he and I'll use Joel Embiid as an example. When Joel Embiid a couple of weeks ago said, I don't know that I should even be playing. Well, then don't play. Don't build in an excuse if things go wrong. And that's where Jalen Hurts, I've never heard him do that. So there's a difference there.
No, it just looked like he's copping out. Just to let you know.
I will just tell you this. The Cowboys aren't going to a Super Bowl again this year. All right? So.
Well, after they picked up that bum running back from the Rams, I'm not looking to
you're bailing out on the Cowboys. Oh, no.
I'm not bailing out on them. I'm just nervous. That's all. But I know Jerry will come around.
You have a good day, King.
Hey, send my gift card. You can just send that by mail. Since I got the Elliott Shore Parks with the most ridiculous
that's pretty good.
Ever.
But that could be a winner and I gotta verify that. That could be a winner, but I can't ever have you win anything.
Have a good day, King.
See you. 215-592-9494. But you already know the numbers. All right, we'll get back to the phones. The most ridiculous take, hot take. Opinion, but if that's the case, and I got to find out, I got to verify that. If he said that, that is beyond stupid. That really is beyond stupid. But I've got to verify that. All right, he couldn't say something. He couldn't say something like that, could he? All right, we'll get back to the phones. Talk about the Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, as long as they're playing in the minor leagues, and they're not a minor league team. The Phillies are a good team, but they still have to score without home runs. But as long as they're playing these teams, I don't know that there's much to talk about with the Phillies. They're playing AAA team earlier this week, AA team this weekend. Major League Baseball is really going on the toilet with some of these teams, but we can touch on that too. I'm Howard Eskin. The time is 8:21.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Money, little money. People always think about money. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see if we can get somebody with a little more smarts to them. Dennis, you're on WIP. Dennis, are you there?
Humble Howard, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I know you've never had a bad day in your life.
That's correct.
Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the Phillies. You know that Alec Boehm, with his two home runs last night and six RBIs, has more home runs and more RBIs than Bryce Harper has all season if you take away the one game that Bryce Harper had the three home runs.
Yeah, well, you can't take away the one game, but I get it. I get it. Yeah, it's just Bryce has not gotten off to a good start.
And yeah. Castellanos is swinging at balls that are outside of it.
From what Rob Thompson said yesterday, he's not going to sit him down. I mean, before the game, that's when he says things that, after the game, it's just the same old boring questions.
He looks bad.
Now, he said he's not going to sit him. Now, watch, after he said that yesterday, watch him sit him today. Most of the players aren't hitting. Most of them aren't hitting.
The pitching's been very good.
Pitching has been excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. That's the only reason. Well, there's two reasons that they're above 500. They're playing minor league baseball teams, which they're masquerading as major league teams. And
exactly.
their pitching is really good. Really good. There's no question.
Did I hear Cowboy Jim back away on his Cowboys a little bit?
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, the Cowboys are a mess. They're never going to win anything with that head coach, that quarterback, and that owner. They haven't won anything in almost 30 years.
No shot. No shot. All right, so here, the Phillies, you're not happy with the Phillies offense either. I'm not the only one.
No, I'm not.
Right?
The pitching's great. The Phillies offense needs a lot of work.
Okay. All right, so that's number one. All right, and number two, the draft is coming up. I think if the Eagles draft an offensive lineman, because it's not a player that they get to see highlights of and,
right.
and all that, are you dis? And that's if they draft a tackle, I'm totally 100% fine with it. Are you disappointed as a fan?
No, because I think that they need to get they need to strengthen that line, especially with our center leaving. People don't realize how much Kelce did on that offensive line. So we need help on the offensive line.
Oh, they realize it. Oh, they do realize it.
I don't think the fans. I don't think some of the fans do.
I think they do. But that's Kelce, and we've seen him for how many? What was it? 13 years he played here, 12 or 13, whatever it was.
His last five years really put him in the Hall of Fame.
There's no question. Because you don't get in the Hall of Fame with 4 or 5 years of good play. That's why, just going to another sport. I don't think Chase Utley's a Hall of Famer, because he only had 4.5 or 5 good years in his career.
I agree.
That
Jimmy
doesn't
Rollins,
make you a Hall of Famer.
Jimmy Rollins had a better career.
No, there's no question. Jimmy Rollins should have a better shot. I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer, but I know he's more of a Hall of Famer than Chase Utley.
But
that's the point. All right, I wanted to, so the question was, if they draft a tackle, you're not disappointed. Is that would I be okay with?
That's a fair assumption, yep.
Okay, all right, so now the question. The most ridiculous or asinine opinion, or as they love to say today, hot take, either by WI people or the callers, what would you say it would be?
Well, I was on my way home on Thursday from rehab around 5:30, and I tuned in and heard a tirade by your son Spike, demeaning and really went way over the top in just lambasting you, and he did it in such a negative, mean-spirited tone that I think he should be ashamed of himself, regarding the Sixers
I'll say this. I'm not offended. I addressed it. I think he is delusional in a lot of things when it comes to the 76ers. That's his opinion. So,
I don't mind his opinion. It was the way he did it.
Here's the thing. He wants the Sixers. And I'll just lay it out pretty simply. He wants the Sixers to be better than the Eagles because I do is say good things about the Eagles and I love the Eagles. Here's the reality of the situation. The Eagles have been the best team at least since 2017 in this town. Since 2017. That drives him crazy. The fact that he looks at this team as the best chance to go deeper. They were a number one seed a few years ago. They were the number one seed, the Sixers, and they didn't go anywhere.
They're not going to go past the second.
That's his opinion. I think he's like way out there in Never Never Land.
They may not get past the Knicks.
But I don't mind. We argue a lot. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's not a kid anymore, but he's
arguing is
very,
one thing, Howard.
Arguing
is one thing; attacking is another.
Well,
I'd cut him out of the will.
he's not getting cut out of the will, but I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Sometimes he goes over the top with a lot of things, but I think he's a very bright. He's a very intelligent guy.
I'm not saying he's not.
He's gotten a long way on his own.
Yep.
Somebody on Twitter called him a crackhead Nepo baby. No, he's not either. he's not either. But the reality is he's a very sharp guy. He's accomplished a whole lot in his career, and I would never take that away from him.
But he did
get a little crazy. Some of his opinions about the Sixers, he is a dope and a moron.
Yeah.
All right, let me move on. All right. See you later. I can't get into that. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Howard, I want to talk a little bit about the Sixers in our upcoming series, and I do think they're going to lose in five or six, and the play-in game on Monday hasn't really shown us any changes that are going to happen. It kind of repeated the playoffs of the last couple of years.
Yeah, they beat a little above average team. Really, I think Miami is. They have a great coach. Jimmy Butler obviously was playing hurt, so it's just. Hell, they win without Jimmy Butler last night. But Chicago's not a good team either, so they murder Chicago.
No, absolutely, and I'm just afraid that, with this series moving forward, and listen, I'm a Phillies fan through and through, and I hope they do win, but, I think that Joel already has his built-in excuse for playing poorly. He's coming off a knee injury just like the previous 3 or 4 years. It's going to be frustrating because I think, those that are looking forward to – maybe a little bit of a run aren't going to get any kind of run because, nothing's going to change. I mean, maybe Nick Nurse shows us that he's a better coach than Doc in the playoffs, but other than that, I don't see anything changing with Embiid.
No. He's not a leader. He's not a winner, although a extremely talented player. But he's not a winner and he's not a leader. And I think you need – the combination gives you championships. And that's why the teams that win championships have those people that aren't just great players, but they're leaders and they're winners. And I think that's a difference. All right, John, the worst for our question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, the worst opinion, asinine take, whatever you want to call it, either by WIP people or a caller.
I think it was Mike Reese who predicted that the Phillies would average over 6 runs a game.
Yeah, you know what it takes to average over 6 runs a game? Hell, they've only scored over 6 runs in what, 3 or 4 games? But all right, I'll put you in the mix. You're in the mix.
Thanks, Al.
All right, hey, have a great day, Brandon. You're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard? Thank you for bringing up the AJ Brown thing because I don't see the Eagles trading a top 3 receiver in the league. At all.
It's so ridiculous. And here's what I also have come to find out. Not only is he going to be here, they have started some kind of discussions to extend his contract, to give him an extension of his contract.
I'm thrilled to hear that because I want him here. Obviously.
Yeah, so they don't want him to go anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He's fine. Hey, listen, he caught 100 balls last year. You don't find guys that do that. You just have 100 catches. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And to think
that New England would trade a third pick, both sides of that are asinine, foolish, and ridiculous.
I agree. Can I ask you a Phillies question quickly?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't understand why they keep playing Nick Castellanos when you could put Pache out there, in my opinion. Sit him for a little bit. Have him work on his hitting or do something. I mean,
I think he's got to sit. I think he's got to sit. But and I'll just reference, and that's why I like to go, and I'm usually there 99% of the time. When Rob Thompson speaks before the game, because then it's about a lot of different things. It's not just those same standard boring questions after the game. But Nick Castellanos came up and somebody did ask him whether he was thinking of sitting him. And he says, no. He said, no, not today. Then he said, not today. But you could tell with his initial response, he's not going to sit him. He's going to let him hit his way out of it. Now, there's a point. See, I think you let him play because you're playing such a horrible baseball, a double-A team. I mean, the fact that Colorado's pitching kind of stymied the Phillies for most of those 3 games is a joke.
But the White Sox
pitching's even worse. So you're going to let him. You're going to let him play because he's facing bad pitching. Now, if there's a good pitcher coming up, and there may be a good pitcher, and there probably will be, certainly better than what they're going to face on the road trip coming up on Monday, then I can see him maybe going to sit him down. But he, from what he said yesterday, has no plans of sitting him down. I know.
I know.
You just give him a day off to think about it. Forget about working on it. He's working on things. I know. I see him when you're in the locker room before. He's always coming in from going and working on his hitting. He's before a game. I know he's always working on that stuff. Always. But and I don't think he's a bad guy. He's a quiet guy. But he can't. He's so bad at the plate right now. But a day off would be a good thing. But I don't think Rob Thompson wants to.
I mean, the way he takes his swings.
He's a chaser. He's a chaser. It's one thing that Rhys Hoskins never was. You got to find guys like that. You know, you're going to chase once in a while, but he chases a lot. Yeah, and you should sit him down. But I just don't think he wants to sit him down against the White Sox because that team is so awful. It's a chance for him to kind of think and get his way out of it. All right, the worst opinion or take.
Cowboy Jim stole my answer, actually, but I do have a backup.
Okay, well, his answer was Elliot. Okay, Elliot, Captain Clickbait. But I can't verify it yet. Did he say teams should be able to bet on their own team or in their own sport?
Both.
He said both? Are you sure? Did you hear that yourself?
Yeah, I heard it yesterday when I was driving home from work.
Oh, my God.
That
is the worst.
Your son was saying that he was trying to put situations out there where he would say under 100 catches or whatever, the player cannot bet on himself. And Elliot's saying, he should be allowed to because it's a legal thing. And it was just so ridiculous. Even Spike couldn't take it anymore.
Well, even for, Captain Clickbait, that's beyond stupid. Here's the thing with stupid. You can't help stupid people because they're stupid. You can't teach stupid. You can't help stupid because they're stupid.
But I do have a backup since Jim took mine.
And Jim's not going to win. Jim's not going to. Okay. You know what? I might donate that to somebody. You know what I might do? If Jim's the winner, I'm going to donate it to charity. See, the Eagles autism ride is coming up. You know, that's what I'm going to do. But if somebody's better, and let me get yours first, and I'm going to tell people what I'm going to do. What's yours, Brandon?
Well, I'm going to then go back to Elliot saying, you said all football games should be played in the dome. So that was the other one I got.
Okay, Captain Clickbait with another one. Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Howard. Thanks.
I'll put you in the mix. All right. So if Jim actually had the best take, and it's – he might have had the best day. I'm going to donate his gift certificate to somebody who bids on it, and I'll figure this out, for the Eagles Autism Challenge, which is May 18th. By the way, there's a beef and beer in Westchester at Barnaby's tomorrow from 4 to 7 to raise money. And, and I always appreciate, and the link's somewhere on my Twitter. You can go through it. And there was a pair of Brandon Graham shoes that went yesterday for a very nice donation. I got something really, really, really good coming up that is going to be up for bid. And I'll tell you now, Mike Trout sent me a game-used jersey to put up for the Eagles Autism Challenge for a bid. And you can see the game use. It's got dirt on the front of the jersey. He got it authenticated. He signed it. He did everything to it. It really has got a lot of dirt on the front. It's not up yet, but that's going to be up. But that's going to be major dollars. But if people just want to make a donation, and they can do so. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back with the worst takes. And there's the worst takes, the worst opinions, whatever you want to call them. What's your desire for the Eagles draft? And a look at the Sixers starting their series tonight. The time now is 8:94. It is WIP. I am Howard Eskin. It is Saturday morning, and the weather will clear up. Phillies baseball tonight here on WIP, playing the AA Chicago White Sox. How could a team be from Chicago and be that bad? That's got to be an insult and an embarrassment. Oh, my God. They're going to break the record for losses in Major League Baseball. It is awful how many bad teams there are in baseball. And there's some good teams. Phillies are one of the good teams. There's no question. But to play some of these teams is a joke. If you're a fan, I was thinking about this last night. You're a fan. The Phillies scored all seven runs in the first four innings. How boring are the last five innings when there's no hits, they're playing a bad team? And see, that's, and I don't know how baseball gets around it. You can't force teams to be good. All right, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Jack. You know that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the 76ers, and yeah, sure. I actually do think that they have a very good shot at winning this series. I also want to talk about like a lot of the fabulous.
I mean, they have a shot. There's no question. They have a shot. There's no question.
You know what I want to talk about that you don't give a lot of credit to. You don't give a lot of credit to Morey for like these pickups for like Nicky Batum and Kelly Oubre.
Okay. Let's run this down. All right, Daryl Morey has done nothing. He got Batum because he had to get rid of Harden. All right. James Harden was an awful, terrible trade. Terrible.
And you know what? He's playing really, really well with the Clippers right now. You know
Yeah, I do. You know, the Clippers, well, he's playing well, but they have two other really good players there, too. But nonetheless, yeah. I'm not
but
a Harden fan. I'm not a Harden fan. Okay, so let me explain this. So that was a bad trade, especially when he could have gotten Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy. He could have gotten Buddy Hield before. What's that?
Please, okay. Please with the Halliburton. I mean, he wasn't going to get Halliburton.
Let me just, hey, Jack. I'm going to complete my thought here and explain to you how you are 100% wrong. 100%. All right? You asked me a question, and I'm going to answer it. All right? He could have gotten Halliburton, and I heard that from three independent people, and one of them within the organization. All right, that's number one. Number two, what has he done? What has Daryl the Fraud Morey done to help this 76er team? They say, well, he drafted Maxey. No, he didn't. He was here for a little over a week, and he himself gave Elton Brand the credit for he's the one that scouted him. He's the one.
He gave him the credit, but everyone knows it was Morey.
Jack, if you're going to interrupt, I am going to hang up.
Are you going to let me talk?
Asked me a question, and I'm explaining.
Okay, and you just
Jack,
answered.
Get out of here. I'm done. I'll explain it without you. Okay, you know that you always want to bitch about something. All right, and it comes to the 76ers. So I know for a fact they could have gotten Tyrese Halliburton, given up one less first-round pick, which would have allowed you to trade Tobias Harris. And the other thing with Maxey, the general manager before him set up a deal with Oklahoma City, and they flip-flop picks. Tyrese Maxey ended up being Oklahoma City's pick. So that was set up even before to allow them to take Maxey. So again, what has he done? He's done nothing. He's never won a championship. What has he done? He traded a first-round pick for George Hill. He has this brilliant comment when he trades for Buddy Hield and said it was the best draft day trade, he thinks, in the NBA. And Buddy Hield puts the fear of God into the other team when he comes down the court. And Buddy Hield is a nice backup player. That's all he is. And a nice backup player. But they tried to stuff a square peg in a round hole, and it didn't work to make him a starter. And Nick Nurse said he's not a starter. I mean, he even started Kyle Lowry over him. Kyle Lowry's a tough, hard-nosed player. But, you know, he's at the end of his career, too. So Daryl Morey has done nothing. Nothing. He was basically given this team. And what have they accomplished? That's my problem. The people, what have they accomplished? What has he accomplished? He won a lot of games. And my son said he's won more games than any other general manager in the NBA without a championship. And he should have won a championship in Houston when he had that team, when he had Harden and he had those other players. He should have won. That's when Harden was really good. He should have won a championship, and he didn't. So, you know, I'm tired of, you know, this Daryl Morey love. You know, it's just, it's a joke. It's a joke. He's just, He's an analytics. He is the he created Frankenstein, scam Hinkie. He created him. Hinkie worked for him. I don't even get it. I don't even get it. The Sixers, and when they accomplish anything or something, when they accomplish something, I will give them credit. But they haven't accomplished anything yet. You could blame injuries. You could, the only reason Embiid's on the team is because he was hurt coming out of college all the time, and that's why he dropped to the third pick, and that was all Scam Hinkie had left. He was going to take him. It's just, now, what has Daryl Morey done? Nada. Nothing. You know, people talk about this guy like this team's won a championship. What? Okay. If they get there, I'm going to credit the people that need to be credited. 215-592-9494. I mean, Jack always is complaining and bitching about something. Always. And it's really about the Sixers. He asked me a question. I was trying to answer it. And he didn't want me to answer. I was just rolling it like he knows more than I do. Please. You know, take morning. Hour number two here in WIP. Boy, aren't you lucky. Another hour with me. My name would be Howard Uskin. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. Phillies win last night against that double-A Chicago White Sox team. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable how bad some of these baseball teams are. But the Phillies won, but they're doing it again without generating runs, without home runs. 7 runs all generated on home runs. Well, that's great, and they're going to slug, as Rob Thompson would say. And I like Rob. You know, I'm having some fun with that. But They got to do more with their bats rather than just hit home runs. Sixers begin tonight against the Knicks in New York. First two in Madison Square Garden. Knicks are a good team. Don't take them lightly. I think people just think they're going to walk through them. Now, it's close to a pick. The odds, the Knicks are a very slight favorite, but the reality is they're a good team. So you can't take them lightly. And just because they're not playing the Celtics, don't think they're just automatically going to win. And when teams, obviously that's what teams are trying, that's what Miami tried to do, shut down Embiid and Maxey. And then if somebody else beats you, somebody else beats you. But we could talk about that. Draft coming up on Thursday. We're less than a week away. How many people are going to be happy if they take a tackle, an offensive tackle, offensive lineman? It's got to be a tackle. Can't just be an offensive lineman, a guard or a center, or not first round. There should not be first round picks. And I think the Eagles are going to move up to possibly get either a tackle or a corner. And our question today, based on the ridiculousness of what went on a lot during the midday show yesterday with Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas, trading A.J. Brown. He doesn't want to be traded. I don't care what he does on his Instagram. He's trolling you is what he's doing. He wants to be here. And I have been told that there are conversation has started to extend his contract here with the Eagles. They want to see him stay. He's a really good receiver, you know, because he gets a little out of whack sometimes. Yeah, but you know, when you're a good player like that, sometimes that happens. That leads to the question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where I know a lot of people have already enjoyed McGurk's for the food and the atmosphere in Horsham, in Fort Washington, and in Lionville. Based on that A.J. Brown nonsense, the most ridiculous or asinine opinion or hot take on WIP, either by a host or a caller or whatever that's happened on WIP, and you win the $100 gift certificate. By the way, somebody has made a donation this morning to the Eagles Autism Challenge, which I appreciate. And the links, you can go through my Twitter and you'll find it there at some point. And I told people I would give them a shout out. Jeanette Oldham made a donation. Thank you. So And I do appreciate it, and anybody else that might want to do that. All right, let's, and the link is on, like I said, on my Twitter. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Just real quick on the Sixers. I'm optimistic about the series only because though the Knicks do have some three-point shooting, obviously, they're, you know, especially without Randle, there's really no interior scoring presence on the Knicks, and so I think the Sixers can extend their defense to the three-point line, which they don't always guard so well, but I'm just optimistic. The Knicks' offense is fairly one-dimensional. They're not hitting
it. Jalen Brunson can get to the basket, too.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean,
he can get to the basket. He's such a good player. What a good signing that was by the Knicks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously
not
he can't
a good
go
signing,
crazy.
A great signing.
They can't let him go nuts. I mean, but I mean, after him, the Knicks scoring,
team,
I don't think.
But they're a good team with a good coach. Now, are they better than the Sixers? We'll find out. They have the home court advantage. We'll find out.
Yeah, but I'm optimistic. I'll just go real quickly to the question of the day, Howard. Elliot, this was yesterday. Not only did he
so,
say,
you know, I'm trying to verify that if he said this, it's just so stupid.
No, I was listening, and not only did he say players should be able to bet on their own teams, he said players should be able to bet on their own teams to lose.
No.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Do you know about what time that was?
It was like in the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, something like that, sometime
right,
between.
I'm gonna see if you know it's late to try to find it, but if we can find that soundbite and Justin, he's got work to do, obviously, producing the show. But if somebody can find Elliot saying that, Captain Clickbait went beyond clickbait. There went to stupidity.
He was going off the rails, and he absolutely said players should be able to bet on their own teams to lose. And one of the justifications was that they won't do it because they make too much money. I mean, it's just like he's
why do they bet at all? Why do they bet at all? If they make too much money, why do they bet at all?
And you know, to the host's credit, the other guys actually were like incredulous of what he was saying. I mean, they did call him out on it, but he stood fast on his opinions, and he just kept going with it, and he was doubling down on it. So it was one of the most absurd things I've ever heard.
Well, I'm going to try to find that, but somebody already see Cowboy Jim, and he already mentioned it, and I can't give it to somebody because he screwed everybody because he'll never win.
It should be a charitable donation today.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use if that's the best one. Then I'm going to use that as a charitable donation. And I'm sure that would be with Jim's blessing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, all right, I'll let you, Howard, have a great day.
All right, you take care. You have a great day as well. I'm sure it would be with Jim's blessing. Why not? Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, King.
Good morning.
Of some points that I would like you to address.
Okay, let's get to them.
Okay. I hear it on the station, by the host, by the coach, by the newspaper, hoping that Embiid is in playoff shape. He should never be out of shape.
Yeah, but that's just his personality. You're right. You're right. But that's who he is. Because he can score even if he's out of shape.
Okay. My second point.
Yep.
The NBA just suspended a player for life for gambling.
Correct.
And yet, the league promotes gambling with FanDuel.
Well, but here's let's just break this down to its simplest form. The leagues just want to make, and they're not the only one. The NFL does it. They all do it. Okay. They want money. They don't care. They always whined about, oh, shouldn't have gambling, shouldn't have gambling. Then all of a sudden, when they realized how much money there was that they were spending in advertising and promoting and being partners, they wanted the money. So that is never going to change. But you can't allow players in your league to bet on anything in that sport. they're going to bet on other things. They, you know, like the NCAA March Madness, they all have their pools in the locker room or brackets or whatever the hell you want to call them. They all have those, and they bet on other sports, and that's okay. They bet on other sports. I'm okay with that. But they can't bet on their own sport, whether it's their game, not their game, them. You can't do it. I don't think they should be allowed to play fantasy football because, in essence, they're betting on players within that league. I don't think that should be allowed. So, because it technically is gambling. You're making money out of that. So but it's not going to change. It's not going to change. It's part of them doing business, and they like the money. And that's, you know, let's also be honest. The teams just want to make teams and the league just want to make money. They don't care. They don't care. Is it good for them, for the fan? As long as they make money, it's good for them. That's what it comes down to.
My final point, King, which I still don't know what this is about. Why does the NBA have these play-in tournament games?
For money. They get more TV games. It's money. It's more games to put on TV. It's more money.
Yeah, I understand.
And they have a TV contract coming up, and they're going to go crazy with the numbers that they're going to get for television.
You've got teams in there, but they don't even have a winning record.
Doesn't matter. You could have a Division II team and call it play-in tournament. That's such a joke. Play-in my ass. I mean, it's a joke.
King, before I sign off, I listen to Spike Eskin. He's got opinions.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
That's all. And sometimes they're controversial, but...
When it comes to the Sixers, he disagrees with me, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So okay. People like it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that was the best choice for WIP to find a replacement in the afternoon. That was the best choice.
Yeah, that's why he's on.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
So,
now,
all right, Joe.
King, the dumbest thing I heard from Ike Reese is Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame players.
All right.
Chamberlain, Jabbar, Shaq, Elijah. But he left with the greatest of the greats, Bill Russell.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, it's just Bill Russell's not in my top, not on my Mount Rushmore. I mean,
I like Larry Bird.
I like Kobe Bryant
on
there.
Bird, sure.
You know, LeFrau James doesn't even make my top five.
Ooh.
He doesn't even make my top five. I mean, let's you know, all he's doing now is building up numbers. You know, it's all about him. Hey, listen, is he a great player? Absolutely. Is he better than Wilt or Jordan? Well, wait a minute. Did Ike not have Jordan on the Mount Rushmore? Oh, I guess we hung up. He had to have Jordan on there.
I have Elliot, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, Justin. Justin has Elliot saying it. Let's clarify Captain Clickbait with the most asinine, ridiculous, stupid thing that he's ever said, and he doesn't even care because he says things that are stupid to be stupid because it's just stupidity to get clicks. All right. He said yesterday, let's just play Elliot, and if it's self-explanatory, let's listen to about players betting on in their own league or on their own team or whatever. All right, let's hear it.
Elliot, do you agree with that, or do you think he should be able to bet on his own team?
I think athletes should be able to bet. I don't understand why Ike just went through it. It's a problem in the NBA. It's a problem in baseball. It's a problem in the NFL. Why are they doing this to themselves?
Because the integrity of the game is crucial. Without the integrity of the game, there is no game. By the way, betting doesn't even survive if players are bad. Betting doesn't even survive. Like, for betting to survive, for the sports to survive outside of betting, you don't understand. I don't even think you're even thinking about it. Of course, they have to stop him from doing it.
I am thinking about it. But also, I think 5 years ago, people would have said, you can't have a casino in the stadium. What about the integrity of the game? Or you can't have NFL attached to gambling. What about the integrity of the game? Things need to change. Everyone gambles now. It is what it is. Players are not going to throw their career over gambling. If Isaiah Rodgers wants to bet on his team to win, who cares?
Other because than us, because
what if he's cares? Betting on the team to lose? Hold on. What if he's betting on the team to lose?
Well, he shouldn't do that. But if he does, then go for it. I mean, like, why?
All right, that is what a dope. Oh my God. You know what? When you think of Elliot Shore Parks, Captain Clickbait, you can capitalize the word dope. Yeah, well, the leagues, my son made a good point. The integrity of the game is good. There will be no gambling. There will be no betting. You can't, and that was based on a player that was suspended for life because he bet on himself. And he did say you should be allowed to bet on yourself, your team. No. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. You know, I thought Elliot was an idiot. He is an idiot. He is an idiot. Oh, my God. You can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, my God. It would be a free-for-all. It's just, you know, it's so, that's pathetic. That is pathetic. He's got a, well, it's too late. It's too late. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Aaron. I said I was going to speak of the Eagles. The Eagles, they have the schedule out without the bye week. And the way they have it as far as the bye week, they usually don't take a bye week before October the 10th. And what I'm asking you is, do you see it that way? I mean, I know you can't guarantee anyway. I'm trying to get a trip down.
Schedule's not out yet.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get a trip down to the Cowboys and save money. Do you think that the bye week is going to be past the first week of October?
Well, the NFL, there's a time when they start the bye weeks, and I don't know which week it is. I don't know if it might be that early. I'm not really sure. I mean, it's been kind of designated when they start the bye weeks. But that doesn't help you get into Dallas. Here's what you got to do. And the airlines are really cute with this. They're really cute. They look at those schedules coming out, especially coming out of Philadelphia. So as soon as the schedule comes out, you have got to make that reservation. Now, the schedule comes out. It'll be sometime, and they'll announce the date that it's coming out.
2 weeks ago, I had a ticket for $93 two-way to and from Dallas from Philadelphia.
Well,
and, you know, that's already changed somewhat. Anyway,
they fluctuate all the time. Fluctuate all the time.
So you
just got to get on it as soon as it happens, because they're not going to notify the – I don't think they notify the airlines before they notify people.
No.
As soon as that schedule comes out, you got to get on it. You got to get on it.
I'm probably going to get a ticket now because of the way –
Yeah, but you don't know which week it's going to be.
Yeah, but the way they – like you said, it's usually based on regularity as where they get –
No. Sometimes they schedule – division teams close to one another so they don't win both games. So either team don't wins both. Like the Giants was scheduled within 3 weeks. Dallas will be a night game. In Dallas, I guarantee it'll be a night game.
I haven't seen a bye week for the Eagles before the second week of
October. But that doesn't help you with Dallas. All right, let's move on. I mean,
so the Phillies were not going to waste time because they don't do anything different as far as getting new pitchers in and spending money.
They spend money. Stop with the spending.
I got Sixers. Sixers, we're not going to waste time because they're not going to get past the second round, which brings us to the Flyers, which we're not going to talk about because
we can talk about them. I think they had a good year, even though they folded up at the end. Nobody had expectations they were even going to be close to a playoff spot. They had a good year.
They had that flush of losses, and that's what cost them a playoff spot.
Well, yeah, but they shouldn't even have been there by people thinking the expectations were they shouldn't even have been there.
No, I totally agree. I didn't see it for another 2 to 3 years.
Right, so I thought they had a good year based on the expectations, which weren't that high anyway.
They definitely did have a good year. I credit them, and Tortorella. I think Tortorella was the right move.
Okay, Steve, what's your worst opinion or take on WIP by a caller?
Giglio calling himself the Hammer.
You know what?
That
might be a winner.
You
mean the camera. You mean the camera.
Yeah. I get the two mixed up. When I was in high school, you know what the Hammer was? It was the slang for it was someone dumb. We'd call him the Hammer. And that was basically it.
Well, when you give yourself your own nickname, it's fraudulent. It's fraudulent. It's totally fraudulent.
Howard, how come it seems like you've been around for 90 years on the radio and TV and everything?
Because I've been around for 95.
Yeah. Talk to you next week, maybe. All right, take it easy. Later.
Yeah. What do you mean 90? It's been 95. It's just, yeah. I ain't leaving. What it was in a movie. I'm not leaving. I saw it somewhere. I think it was
Wolf of Wall Street.
Maybe that was it. Wall Street, the Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving. Well, not yet. Anyways, luckily nobody's told me I have to leave. But you know, who knows? There could be a point. I feel lucky that I've been successful. You know, I mean, I'm not the only one who considers myself successful. I feel lucky with the 5 Hall of Fames that I'm in. I feel, and I say lucky, because hard work creates that luck. I mean, you got to have hard work to create luck. So you don't get lucky unless you do something to try to get lucky. And I feel lucky and honored on May 3rd that I will receive. So that's the second Friday from now to receive an honorary doctorate from Goldie Beacom College in Wilmington, Delaware. I will be the commencement speaker and receive a doctorate in media communications, big part of that school. And all the people that I've been in contact with there are wonderful. Tuitions aren't crazy like a lot of these colleges are. It's under $15,000 there a year. Where when you go to Villanova or Penn, it's over $90,000 with your room and board. It's sickening. You know, you should be able to get education for less. But whatever, I feel honored and lucky to be receiving a doctorate. King PhD will be the new mantra. You can call me doctor if you want. You can call me king. And I've given myself neither one of those names. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the calls. We'll start rattling through them. Get the worst opinion or take on WIP by either a caller or a host coming up. Time now is 9:21. 94. It is WIP. You know, another thing that, and I've touched on it during the week when I've been on, will people just stop with this nonsense of Bill Belichick becoming an Eagles coach? Head coach. It's a joke. Howie Roseman is friendly with the guy. It's not like the first time that they've had a conversation. I'm sure it's not the first time. I don't know of others, but I know that they're close. I'm sure he talked to Belichick multiple times when they were looking at Josh McDaniel as the head coach, which is great that they never hired him. Obviously, Nick Sirianni's better than Josh McDaniel, who's a failure twice. It's all... just stop with the Belichick. Stop. Be a complete disaster. Disaster if that would happen. By the way, I'd like to thank Ricky Sipko. I hope it's pronounced correctly. I asked people if they were kind enough to make a donation on my link, which is on my Twitter. It's easy enough to find. Just scrolling through the Twitter at some point. To make a donation for the Eagles Autism Challenge, and that's coming up on May 18th. All right, let's head back to the phones, and first up is, who's that? Art. Art, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
I'd like to take this up. I'm a partial season ticket holder to the Phillies.
Yep.
And the changes they've made in that stadium are absolutely horrendous.
Well, what's that?
That out-of-town scoreboard, that out-of-town scoreboard used to have such beautiful ambience to an old-time ballpark. Now, it looks like when I'm in there now, it looks like I'm at Times Square. Okay? Flashing lights everywhere. The stuff they post out there, all these analytical statistics that 95% of the people sitting in that stadium don't even know what they mean.
I agree with you. I've mentioned that before. Some of those numbers they put up there is really ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Who cares?
They even took the flower boxes out of left field to add more advertising. I mean,
How'd they do that? You mean they took the flower boxes out so they have advertising in front of the seats?
There's a whole string. It's a company that I can't even pronounce the name of it. I don't know if it's Dutch or what it is. It's one company. And it runs the whole length of left field. Right up where the rail
is. Well, I'm okay with the flower boxes, but when they take away the structure of something that people... You know, I know the world changes, and I know everybody's out to make, in professional sports, they're all out to make every single penny, not nickel, but penny they can make. So when they took the out-of-town scoreboard out, they just put a bunch of advertisements up there, and they tried to flash it up with all this other nonsense. You're right. They don't even understand. You know, it's hard to see when you look at, okay, how hard is the pitch? Now that's a joke, too, the velocity of the pitch and what he threw. But that's hard to find that. It flashes up quickly, and then it comes down, and it's the color scheme's not right. And then, you know, you're trying to find how many pitches a guy threw, not because I really care, but, the manager might take him out soon. It's hard to find that, and it's on the side scoreboard sometimes. It's just it's too confusing. It's hard to find a batting average sometime. You know, it's on that board in right field, I guess. It's too much. You know, consistency is what you do in anything to be successful. Consistency.
I mean, it really destroyed the whole ambiance of that stadium.
Yeah,
really.
I don't know if it destroyed it, but it hurt it for sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, the uniform thing last night. I mean, those uniforms, I understand, are going to be around for like 4 years. And they're a joke. They're a joke. I love the colors. I love blue and gold together. However, it's not the Phillies. And it has nothing to do with Philadelphia. And that love patch on the sleeve, it emulates the unique love statue, which is in 50 cities around the world. It's a joke.
I walk in that place.
It's all about money. It's all about selling something else.
I know what inspires it. But I feel like I'm walking into a circus now.
Well, the thing is, I love the game for the way it was. And I know people say, you're just an old man yelling on the lawn. Well, you know what? I'm going to keep on yelling because the game was great. And now, not just all those things, the analytics and, you know, not worrying about putting the ball in play and strikeouts aren't a big deal. And Rob Thompson says, you know, we care about striking out. Yeah, but you care. Because analytics say it's okay. It's okay I don't want to hear this exit velocity and launch. I could care less. When an announcer says that, don't you have anything else to add to the game? When you have an analyst or a play-by-play guy, throw that in there. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to. When you hit a home run, normally you hit it pretty hard. All right, and the way that the baseballs are harder, the bats are harder, stop. It's just, I can't take it anymore.
It's a disgrace what they did
They're ruining the game, which was a beautiful, great game.
Yep.
All right. We've exhausted that. All right, what's your worst take or opinion?
Well, it's a take. It's actually collective action. When Angelo Cataldi organized that caravan, you go up to the NFL draft, To lobby.
Yeah, that's too old though. That's too far back. But you're right. It was a joke. It was
23 years.
It was more than that. It was 99, right?
24
years.
24
years. Yeah, it's like nobody even remembers. Nobody even remembers what they called those guys. You know, it's over. But you know, I appreciate your effort. Thanks, Art. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Always a pleasure to talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks.
Just want to run a couple things by you. We'll start with the Phillies. I know we're early in the year, and I do agree with you about you know, these double A and triple A teams that are beating, but you got to win the games you got to win.
Yeah, right. You're right. But, you know, but it's not going to be that easy.
I agree. I'm looking forward. I mean, this road trip is a 10-game road trip, and, you know, you don't want to get buried on this road trip. I'm hoping they come back at least 5 wins out of them 10 games coming up.
Yep.
And want to touch on the Sixers real fast if you got a moment.
Sure.
This series, to me, obviously, Nick, I agree with you. It's not going to be an easy series. You got to try to split at least one of these two in New York.
Well, they got to split in New York, yeah.
I agree.
It's hard to come back from 0-2. Yeah, you really
without
have to
a doubt.
Split.
And if Tobias is not going to give me any scoring, would you put him on Jalen Brunson? Because he can be a good player defensively on one of the team's best players.
Yeah. Don't you think other teams have tried to do certain things, and Jalen Brunson
sure.
is just – if they're MVP voting, I think it's Luka this year, actually. But MVP – if Jalen Brunson's not in the top five, it's a disgrace.
Oh,
first
I definitely
of all,
think he will.
Anyway.
He's become a great player
not
in
all
the NBA,
voters.
Without a doubt.
Some of the voters are idiots anyway. All right, what's your worst opinion or take or whatever?
This goes back a few years, not as much as the last caller, but I'm going to go with your son Spike with the arguments you used to have about – when Ben Simmons was drafted, he was going to be a game-changing player in the NBA.
Generational,
that is correct. My fault, yep. And I know you guys went back and forth. You were one of the only ones on WIP that said that, you know, you maybe should have taken Brandon Ingram and not Ben Simmons.
Correct.
And you've proven to be right on that.
Well, I'm right on most things. I'm not right on everything. But
right.
at least I do some research to find out. And I talk
yes, you have
to
a pretty
people,
good percentage,
coaches,
Howard. So thanks for taking my call, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Dave, you have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Pat. Pat, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. How's Fishtown, Pat?
Fishtown's good. I'm usually down the shore on weekends, but I stayed in the neighborhood this week. So,
okay.
Two things real quick.
You know, what's interesting? It's funny, because you can listen to WIP anywhere. I've had people that listen to me from the West Coast, from Florida, from all over the place. It's just, you know, it's so accessible. WIP is so accessible on our app. It's
I listen to you on my computer. My wife and I recently retired. We bought a house down the shore right on the bay, and I get up in the morning with my coffee.
Good luck with the house, then. Good
Thanks.
Luck with the house.
I appreciate your work with autism. It means a lot. Congratulations.
You know what? It's so important to help in areas in which, because of who I am and what I do, I can help. And sometimes, I mean, I can't ever say I work too hard, but it's like another job for me. I really push and really have raised every year a lot of money for the Eagles Autism because it's a great cause. But I raise money for SPCAs with picking games. Mostly football games are successful on my website. And the people that it's like PDQ has been a partner on the website, and all that money goes to SPCAs and King's Brewery over New York. There's so many different things that I try to do because you just try to help.
My daughter was diagnosed at 2.5, and a lot of agencies we receive support from. And if you'd have told me, you know, 26 years ago, she would have graduated from Holy Family with a teaching degree and work as a teacher, I don't know that I would have.
Well, I have a family member that's now in Lehigh University.
It's
on the spectrum. I mean,
it's
just
awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the doctor, and I wish you continued success.
Thanks.
Just with the Phillies lineup, the Rockies and the White Sox are combined 7-27 coming into Philadelphia. The lineup is 16th. This is all from MLB.com. 16th in runners in scoring position, 19th in batting average, 17th in walks, and 20th on on-base percentage. And according to MLB, they have the 13th toughest schedule in all baseball. At what point, and I remember the morning in spring training when you had Rob Thomas on, at what point does he look at that? And listen, I love the Phillies. I love every player on that team. They play hard. But his job as a manager is to look at his team's skill set and put them in a position. And sometimes it doesn't always show itself. You have to try different things to make them to get the most out of them.
Yeah,
at some
let me just address that. I think Rob's a sharp guy and a good guy, and he's a baseball guy. And
yeah, I like
him. He doesn't use all his instincts because of those stinking analytics people and those stinking computers. You know, computers are good, but not when you ruin the game. You know, we can see certain things that can and can't happen. by the use of analytics. It's out of control. They're ruining the game.
It's not the game I grew up on at my age at this point. But,
and it's different, and everything changes, and I get that. But let's not ruin the game. They're ruining the game. And how about this? The Eagles don't even beat Colorado if they don't get a free runner on second base. How about that? That rule drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you got to put a runner on second base in extra innings. Why?
Well, your buddy Pete was just on with Merlino, and he said that about the runner on second base on his podcast. And it really, really is.
It's a joke.
It took a good game. They're just trying to water it down and take away some of the advantages of how you could beat an opponent. But again, thanks a lot. We really appreciate all your work with that.
Well, in my pleasure. Do you have a bad opinion or take or whatever you want to call it?
I got to go with Morley's The Fear of God. I'm sorry. I just think he's a joke, and I just think he's...
You know what?
I think he's a clown.
It's not Morley. That's how much people know. Maury. Yeah, when
Maury,
he said, Buddy Hield will put the fear of God.
Yeah, and I don't think that's fair to really put that kind of pressure on that player.
That might challenge Elliott's stupidity that players can bet on themselves and their own team. Elliott's probably the best. But, oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's really good. All right, Pat. That's a really good one, Pat. That's a really good one. All right, take care. Have a great weekend. All right, 94 WIP. By the way, I had a bad moment yesterday, and I will share this with you. Driving into the Phillies, I had a flat tire. Bad moment turned into a good moment. I had a flat tire. It happens. But Audi service, obviously people know I have an Audi. And Audi service was there in less than 20 minutes. Took like 5 minutes to change the tire. Now I have to get a new tire because I have the spare on there. But for those people that want to say hello, I'm going to go out to my boys at Audi Devon. I'm going to be there after I get off the air today. I'm going to head out there and get a new tire. But a bad experience turned into, those people took care of it quickly, and I'm going to get a new tire. So if anybody wants to come out and say hello, you can come out and say hello. All right, we're going to get back to the phones. Boy, that Daryl Morey comment is a pretty good one. That might challenge Elliott's, only because I don't want to give it to Cowboy Jim. WIP, the time now is 9:42. WIP here on a Saturday morning. I just noticed a comment talking about the Phillies. City connects with nothing about the city or the team. Jerseys, only thing missing, because they look like softball jerseys and softball uniforms, is a fourth outfielder. That is correct. Also, thanks to Michael Bizik, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Michael. Michael Bizik. But apologize if I don't pronounce it right, who made a donation to the Eagles Autism Challenge. The link to make the donation, the ride's coming up on May 18th, you can find it on my Twitter. But thanks, Michael, and thanks to everybody this morning, the other people that did so as well. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Clementon. Jim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
So, with the Eagles draft,
yes.
Do you think the Eagles would consider, in the second round, drafting Trotter?
Depends where in the second. I have multiple thoughts about that. Trotter is obviously a talented. Trotter Jr. is a talented player. A lot of people project him to be a late second or early third round pick. Would they consider it? I'm sure they would consider everything, but they're going to take the best player available. And the other problem, I think, if Trotter plays in this city, then there becomes a lot of comparisons, and it puts excess pressure on a player that's unnecessary. They're going to compare him to his dad. If he makes a bape, well, his father would never do that. You know, there's things that I just don't know that it's a good idea for Jeremiah Trotter's son. it sounds great, and everybody, oh, try. He's just not the same player, and people are going to look at him as the same player.
Well, so, he might be a better player.
Well, he might not be. So, but the expectations are will be that he's going to have to at least achieve the success that his father had here. And I think that's a little bit of a problem. Would they consider it? To answer your question, yes. Would they do it? I think there's less than a 50-50 chance that that could happen, only because of the other things. And there's other things that they could use. Once you get to the second round, you might start looking at needs, but you still could take the best player available in the second round. So who knows what they get. And then they're going to – the Eagles will trade. You know Howie Roseman. He always makes a trade, and that's good. It creates at least some interest and excitement.
Well, time will tell. We'll find out.
Yeah, so all right, your worst opinion or take or whatever on WIP.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to an earlier caller who gave a great answer. Unfortunately, he was only half right. And when you're half right, that means you're half wrong. So I'm going to give the correct answer because I think it was a really good answer. And it was Hugh Douglas that said the Phillies would average six runs a game, not Ike
Really?
Reeves.
Oh, it wasn't
Yeah,
Ike.
It was you, because he made a bet with
Apologies
Joe,
to Ike.
Too, I think.
Okay. Well, you, Douglas, is a football guy, so you have to understand. Okay.
Well, that's my answer.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Hey, so you said you were lucky, but we're lucky because we got you to entertain us.
That's nice. Thanks.
Thank
now,
you.
I'm lucky. If you work hard, you will get some luck. They go together because you don't get lucky and then all of a sudden decide you're going to work hard. You work hard, and luck is the residue of design. So,
lucky
to be in
hard.
Five Hall of Fames, I'm lucky and honored to receive the doctorate that I'm going to get from Goldie Beacom College on May 3rd. I hope I get across to the students, the graduates, and, you know, anybody can achieve what they want to achieve, but they got to do it. You might not go in a direct route, but if you work hard, you're ahead of 50%, hard and responsibility, you're ahead of 50% of the people in this country.
Keep it real. It all works out in the end.
Yeah.
Hey, before I get to my Eagles point, I was just thinking, Thursdays, what about doing a segment with Spike, you know? Like, you two guys.
They're going to have to bring in security guards, police, the National Guard. But I already got, if that ever happens, and I'm not saying it, I probably should. We just got to make sure that we don't hurt each other. Eskin on Eskin Crime is what the segment could be called.
Nah, man, I'll get you a kendo stick. You'll be fine. Don't worry. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Sorry. No problem.
What is your worst? Go ahead.
Well, wait. Real fast. The sure. OTAs this week, the volunteer OTAs.
Yes.
Did all the big shots show up, or were there some?
Some of the players. I don't know all the players that didn't show up. I don't think AJ's there, but the thing is, it's only lift. You know, the coaches aren't allowed to work with them. They're not allowed to work with the players. So the real OTAs are going to be, it's like a couple, I think it's the first full week of May when, you know, the draft picks can come in. That's when it usually is voluntary, but everybody's got to be there for that. This one is just, it's basically going for a lift and you just get back in the flow a little bit. It's not as important, the OTAs.
Right.
All right. So what's your worst take?
Angelo hating on Andy Reid, calling him the worst coach.
Yeah, that's an old one. You're right. That's bad. That's kind of general, but I want to kind of stick to the here and now. But he still, you're right. But you know what? You're right anyway, because he still hates on Andy Reid for no good reason. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks, Steve. And Paul, you're going to be the last one. I'd like to have you talk about what you wanted to talk about, but I'm running out of time. So what is your worst opinion or take that you've heard on
that the Sixers need a new stadium downtown?
It's a good one, actually. That new arena would be a farce. It would be, it would be horrible for the city. Horrible. And it's traffic. There's nothing good about that. Nothing. It's a good one. That is a good one. Hey, thanks. And I'm going to put you in the mix. Actually, we got a lot of good ones today. We really got to look. And Justin Morgenstein is working with me today. Justin, we know that Elliot's stupidity really takes the cake. However, there was something that was really good, I think we've decided on it. Go ahead, and you know, it's your call. What do you think for the worst opinion or take or whatever you want to call it to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's?
Yeah, a lot of good ones, but Pat in Fishtown saying that Daryl Morey said that Buddy Hield, quote, put the fear of God in defenders that was a good one as well.
It's the most ridiculous. Actually, Elliot probably should be, because Elliot's always a dope. Captain Clickbait's always a dope, but that was pretty close. And that was Cowboy Jim, and that probably influenced me a little bit, and maybe you, to go with Pat. But that was a good one by Pat. For Daryl Morey to say Buddy Hield puts the fear of God in the defenders as he comes down the court is ridiculous. Pat, congratulations. Pat from Fishtown, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. I'm going to tell you, the food's terrific. The whole feeling when you get at McGurk's with all the TVs and the atmosphere. They're in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. So enjoy yourself at McGurk's. And everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball tonight. If anybody's coming out to Addie Devon, I'll be out there. And again, I gotta get a new tire. But that's all right. It's just, hey, it was a bad moment. And then things got better after that. But Eagles Autism Challenge coming up. I think I'm going to stop by. I'm almost positive I'm going to stop by the Beef and Beer to raise money for Eagles Autism at Barnaby's between 4 and 7 tomorrow in Westchester. Everybody, have a great day. Glenn Macnell and Mike Sielski are coming up next. It's just next week's the draft. Be kind of a funky week, and we're going to do a draft show, and I'll be a part of that, but I'll be over at the complex on Thursday. But I'll be on during the week as I normally am. And I will just say this. I want to close with this. And I do want to – I know that my son went off on me the other day, and he has an opinion, which is, you know, drinking Kool-Aid probably helps that opinion. But it's his opinion, and it doesn't matter. He's a sharp, sharp, sharp guy. He's accomplished a lot in his career. And I just, in the end, I can never get mad at him. I'm going to disagree with him because he's clueless in many things he says about the Sixers. But as somebody that's is really good at what he does, he's really good at what he does. And I wanted to make that clear. And a couple people brought that up. I know he went off on me and I went off on him. But it's life. It's life. And we disagree. And sports creates that passion. So I just want people to understand that. Everybody have a great day. As I said, Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. And thanks to Justin Morgenstein for another great job today helping me out. Without him, this doesn't happen either. Everybody have a great day. The time now is 9:57.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.